Welcome back in on the Gary Sharp Show, 1023. Let's welcome in the one of the newest members of the Nebraska High School Athletic Hall of Fame, none other than Danny Woodhead. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. That was a nice little intro. You know, sometimes at 1023 in the morning, you need a little pick-me-up and make me feel good, so I appreciate that.
What was that moment like for you? Because you've had, I mean, from Super Bowl all the way down, but to be recognized for your athletic career out in North Platte, what was that event like? Because that was a pretty good class you went in with.
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously it was Scott and his dad, and Damon was, I mean, there were a lot of Ricky Ross, a lot of great athletes. You know, it was a really cool deal. I think more than anything, I mean, you know, some people say to represent North Platte, but I think to represent your state, mm-hmm. and recognizing your state as being one of the top athletes or whatever it may be. And it was really cool. It's because when it's all said and done, it all started here in Nebraska. And that's what I'm known as. If someone's going to say, where are you from? Mm-hmm. It's not New England. It's not San Diego. I'm a Nebraska boy, and that's how it's always going to be.
And for people that have kind of have heard the story, you have a fondness for Scott Frost. You know him, and he's kind of invited you to come down to Lincoln. So people say, I mean, the narrative was you hate Nebraska, which was never necessarily true, right?
Right. I never hated them. Really want them to excel? I wouldn't say I really wanted them to excel, at least during, you know, that time frame. But I didn't like hate them. It's just like I wasn't going out of my way to cheer for them, and it wasn't like I was crying if they lost like I did when I was a little kid when Nebraska lost the Orange Bowl against Charlie Ward and the Florida State Seminoles. Like I was crying almost, and I had a pit in my stomach. So was I like that during my college years? No, I wasn't. I mean, I kind of kept tabs on them. Mm-hmm. Didn't really care if they won or lost. Didn't really hate them, though, either. It's not like, it's just, I had better things to, you know, care about. That's how the Shattered State Eagles were doing. Like, that was my concern. If Nebraska went undefeated and Shattered went 6-5, I wasn't happy because Shattered went 6-5. So that's where it was. I never hated them. Scott's been amazing as far as, kind of letting me be around the program when I would like to kind of, you know, get my football fix in. And I think it all started probably I don't want to make it sound weird like I was just scarred, but like the healing of not playing for Nebraska. I think it all started with Coach Osborne and him allowing me to, you know, come back for my pro day, and I think ever since then it was a really cool deal. And I mean, I feel absolutely blessed with how they treat me, because really what it seems like and the way they've made me feel, obviously I didn't, but they make me feel like I was a Husker, and that's pretty cool, you know, looking back from what 15 16 years of, you know, being in high school and now being a 34-year-old and still, like, getting to be almost recognized by the coaches as one of them, and even though I wasn't.
So you've gotten to see practice, and you kind of have a general sense of the personnel they have. What do you think is different from what you've maybe seen in person to what now you've seen through seven games? What ails Nebraska, in your opinion, right now, that they're sitting at 4-3 with a lot more questions than answers?
You know, it's hard to say. I'm not there every day. And that's the biggest thing. I don't love the critique when I'm not there every single day, because then you really know, like, what's the culture like? Or what's the day-to-day? Like, that's a big thing. All I can go off of is what I see with my eyes on a Saturday, because that's really what it is. It's evaluating. I think it is tough. I think with Wandell being out, it's going to be tough, or I don't know if he is out. My guess is he's out if he got carted off, and I haven't paid attention to the pressers lately. So, because I personally, if I look at the Nebraska offense, I think Wandell Robinson's our best running back, or our best running back, but I think he's our best player on offense. I mean, obviously you have Adrian, and quarterback's a different deal, but I'm saying as far as skill, as far as he's our best player. So that if he's out, that's going to make things tough. I think the biggest thing, and you look at it, NFL, college, whatever it may be, you have to. So the guys or the players are the things that make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches can only scheme so much. Because if you look back at Ohio State game, if you like look back in the detail of what was happening, the game plan by Frost and Troy Walters and their offensive staff was absolutely insanely good. It's just you have a missed throw here. I mean, I think it was Wandell. He was wide open on third down. Adrian throws it a couple yards behind him. It's a pick. They're saying how great of a corner that dude is, and it's like Wandell was open.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the screen pass that was going to get a lot by Wandell. It was a little overthrown, or it's just more so execution. And I think that's the tough thing is Frost and the staff can only do so much. And I'm not saying we got terrible players, because I'm not saying that. We got a lot of young guys, a lot of good players. But the other thing that I'd also say is you got to be able to block up front. You got to be able to give time. And the most important thing when it comes to the passing game, and I'm not so sure we do this great, is in New England, you're not playing unless you can win man-to-man against man-to-man.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure where we're at right there. And that's not, in all fairness, that's not, I don't want to say the staff's fault, like, because they've got the guys, but you got a lot of young guys, and sometimes they don't get it, or they don't understand how to get open. And I think it's tough because you can only scheme so much against man-to-man. You can only scheme so much against zone even, too. And if the guys don't know what position to get in, it's tough. So I think there's some difficulties there. And then, I don't think it's really a secret. There's not a lot of time to throw the ball. And that makes things issues. Running interior is tough right now just because there's so many guys leaking through a Ole here and Ole there where a defensive guy gets through. I mean, sometimes, like, my coach one of my coaches in the NFL said, Mike McCoy, great coach, he said, running back, and this goes for everyone, die a slow death. So what that means is do your job. It may not look pretty. You may get the crap kicked out of you, but still do your job. And when I'm saying that, even in the run game, if the O-lineman's on someone, at least get in front of them. Don't Ole. Yeah. Don't completely miss, because if you get in front of them and then just fight your tail off, you may look like you got beat, but you do the job. And that's the thing is, as long as you do your job, who cares how it looks? You can have, you know, us right now talking to the media saying, that guy got whooped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just got beat in that play. But if he does his job and the running back doesn't get touched or he has enough time to hit the hole, that's enough. Whereas I feel like we just had too many Olays and too many free guys, and it's not – I've been to a game, and there's some people saying, like, and even just people that – may not know football as much. And they're like, we can't run interior, or we can't run. It's like, well, we could maybe if we just – sometimes we just have too many little mistakes, and that's hard to do, to run when you have a little mistake here or a little mistake there.
So I'm going to ask you this. Be the player that has been in different markets, and now you've kind of, you know, getting to be dad at home and a former player – what's the thing that drives you the craziest when people in the media or the fans will say stuff like after Saturday night's game as a player, what's the worst thing you hear from fans and media that they are wrong about? Like if we talk about toughness or why aren't you physical enough or mindset, what's the thing that we could do better? Like in the media, when we look at situations like where Nebraska is right now?
Well, I think the toughest thing for me it was. It's not just here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when there's a, and don't take this in the wrong way, not you, not any, but like when there's opinion on scheme, because that's the, when you hear people, and this is literally what I thought, when you hear fans or you hear a media person, and even like the people at like, sometimes like on NFL Countdown, like anyone,
mm-hmm.
when there's comments on scheme, and it's, you don't know the scheme. You don't know the playbook. You don't know, and there's sometimes, so like, I think that's one of the biggest things. It's like, whoa. When we'd run a play, or someone's like, oh, this person did this, and it's like, well, you don't know the scheme. You don't know what the line call was. Was the line mm-hmm. call correct? Was it a double team? Was it a scrape? Was it a, and now I'm talking words that some people don't know, so I'll get
but
out
our,
of that.
But our audience but, loves it.
Yeah, and it's so, like, there's some different calls that dictate different things, and if it wasn't communicated on the line, or they're like, they got that a little bit wrong, then we don't, even me, I don't know Nebraska's offense,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know, like, because I don't sit in on meetings, and so I don't know their offense. I don't, and that's okay. But I think it's just bigger when it's like, oh, well, why aren't they running this versus this? And it's like, well, it's not as easy as just throwing the ball down the field. It's not as easy as, some people are like, well, why is our screen game so bad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not always that easy. There's so many different things. And then also you're dealing with college kids where you're not going to have a Tom Brady that can audible at the line like it's a video game.
Yeah.
You know, there's just not a lot of that. So I think the scheme thing is, and yes, the mental toughness thing is hard, or the toughness, because we don't know those kids. We don't know what they've went through in winter conditioning. Like, I it's hard for me to say they're not tough. Now, when Scott says they're not physical, I think they're pretty clearly not physical if he's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's with them every day. He knows how physical they can be. And then we can form an opinion after he says it's like, yeah, they're really not that physical. Because to me, the thing that's tough, and you'll see a little bit different from if you turn on week one or week two, you know, Colorado game, because mm-hmm. that's really when the season started. And then you turn on, you know, last week's game. The thing that I think is more, not more alarming, but what I like to look for, whether it's college, NFL, high school, whatever level, I try to watch the want to. Like, do they really want to be great? And that's being like, are they out there playing with their hair on fire? And that doesn't always mean just going out trying to hit people and it's just reckless. But it's like, it's just caring. If you have guys flying around, whereas you look at week one, week two, the black shirts were playing more like with the black shirts mentality.
Yes.
Where they were doing everything they could to just pop out on film. And I don't know if that's the losing, and I don't know if that's some of these older guys, they've lost a lot more games than what we're used to. So it's just like, oh, we're back down the thing, instead of just being like, no, I'm going to fight. I'm going to, like, what I think of is when I think of guys in the NFL, and one of them was a great example, a former Husker, Matt Slauson, one of my good buddies. That dude
mm-hmm.
was going to fight. He was going to chew on your ankles. He was going to do everything he could within the whistle. Probably a couple times past the whistle, because he was going to do everything he could to help succeed. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to, like, when I watch players, not just Nebraska, like an NFL team that I may like, and that's probably why I like New England. They're always doing things correct. Their linemen are doing everything to kick your butt, and they're just gonna basically just do everything they can to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is tougher when maybe you, like the older guys, they're a little bit more used to losing, you know?
Yeah.
And that does make things a little bit more difficult, but it's one of those things you gotta get out, and there's only so much that coaches can do. I know there's been plenty of people that have been like, all right, Frost is out. And it's like, whoa. We got maybe, in my opinion, and this is solely my opinion, so people can like it or not like it. I personally think, and he doesn't have the resume yet, but I personally think he's a top five coach in the NCAA. I mean, and you got Saban, you got Sweeney, you got Jimbo Fisher in Florida State. I mean, you have so many good coaches, but I think the way he does things is correct. I think schematically he knows what he's doing, and how do I know that? Well, obviously I've seen some of the game planning he's done because I look into that more so, you know, on Saturdays. Like, what's he trying to do? Well, the dude's scheming. But there's only so much you can do with scheme.
Yep.
And then you look at his former coaches. Bill Belichick was one of his defensive coordinators. Parcells was one of his coaches. Dungy was one of his coaches. I mean, Bill Walsh was one of his coaches. Oh, there's a guy named Tom Osborne that was one of his coaches who was pretty decent, too. So what he does, there's, you know, a glimpse of all those coaches in what he does.
Mm.
Is he going to emulate them, like, to perfection? No, because he's Scott Frost. He doesn't want to be one of them. It would be, to me, that's the biggest mistake as a coach you could do is be one of them. But you do have different traits that you use, and I think you can see a lot of those different traits from those coaches in him. And I think more than anything, that's what excites me. And the thing, he knows Nebraska and he understands what you got to do. Mm. It's a little bit more like Tom. You know, he may not always try to get just five stars, but he's going to get some really, really good players that are four stars, three stars, because the stars, Gary, they just don't matter. They really don't.
Oh, now you've opened a whole new can of worms.
Exactly. But I'm really confident in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everyone wishes they'd win or have more wins than they do right now. I mean, that's just life. I think we'd all like that. I think we'd all rather be 6-1, 7-0. You know, but that's just not how it is. And I think anyone that thought we were going to go undefeated probably had some ridiculously, you know, high expectations, which we should. But we need to have a little bit more realistic. This is year two, and Scott can't go out and sign free agents like in the NFL.
Hey, so people know, and by the way, I appreciate you joining us. You're living the best life now, back home, back here in Nebraska, out in Elkhorn with the family, being Mr. Football Guy. But I know, because I hear Tim Miles talk about you, that you have been a long time diehard Nebraska basketball fan. Now there's a new guy in town, Fred Hoiberg. I know we'll see you at Pinnacle Bank Arena with the family. What's your thoughts on Nebraska basketball?
I mean, it's so hard early on to know. I think they got a good coach who knows what to do scheme wise, knows how to put people in position. Basketball wise, obviously, a 10-year career in the league, like it's that stuff like that resonates. And you look at the guys that they've brought in early on, obviously have a lot of talent, especially for. I mean, it's essentially a whole new team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a whole new team, and I think obviously what Bill did and being able to get Fred in and now bringing back Doc and also meeting Matt, I think he's probably a pretty good recruiter too, because what he's done in the short time. But I think Nebraska basketball's probably in, you know, pretty good hands right now. And I think Husker basketball fans probably have a reason to be excited.
Great stuff, Danny. We appreciate it as always. Great seeing you around the community, and we look forward to chatting in the future.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Danny Woodhead. Good stuff in there from an insider-outsider perspective. If you missed any of it, it'll be up on the radio replay page. Shortly, there's some stuff to sift through on Danny was discussing, and we will now open up the game we're playing today. 90-50-10 is the game we are playing. It's called the Success Mindset. Going all Jack Starkish on you today. 90% moving forward, and we'll do this. We're going to do this a lot during the season with the different teams that we all cover. The halfway through the Nebraska season, 90% sure of what Nebraska is going to do. I am 90% confident Nebraska will do blank. I think Nebraska might do this. Blank is the 50%. And then the 10%, I can't see Nebraska doing blank. So 90-50-10, we'll do it throughout the show all the way till 2 here on the Gary Sharp Show on the Local Music Thursday. Jacob Padilla at the top of the hour. We got Damon Benning as well. We'll talk some Cruton with Brian Munson before we are out of here. And we have the Sharp Show ticket drop. More tickets to the Haunted House at Mall of the Bluffs, which I think we're going to get a review of. Twitty was supposed to be there yesterday.
He did show up yesterday.
Okay, so he'll give us a review on how good this haunted house is.
Yep.
We should do that. You know, people do go around to restaurants and they do reviews. We should go to every haunted house in the Omaha metro area and give reviews.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
What would be like our scale? Peed my pants, partial pee, didn't have any reaction.
Yeah, we can't do cursing because I'm going to curse regardless.
That's one of your go-tos when you get scared?
Yes.
What's your word? Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.